Good morning, I'm Rick Worthington. In news on this Tuesday morning, the 22nd day of June, you may have seen quite a bit of smoke coming out of Boise yesterday morning.
Firefighters knocked down a major fire on Monday at the old Valley View Elementary School in Boise. The building was in the process of being demolished when the fire began. A new school is being built alongside the old, and there was fear that the flames would spread to that new construction. But three ladder trucks and 10 engines were there to make sure that didn't happen. Brent Hunsaker, CBS 2 News, for 670 KBOI.
That fire is still under investigation. We'll bring you more as it becomes available. Governor Brad Little and the state controller announced yesterday Idaho cities with a population below 50,000 will start getting their share of the $54 million in American Rescue Plan Act monies.
Governor Little and the Idaho legislature unanimously accepted the federal funds, which will be used by a local government in Idaho to respond to COVID-19 or invest in water, sewer, or broadband infrastructure. The $54 million distribution is just the first portion of funds that will be distributed to Idaho cities. Another round of $54 million will be distributed to cities next year. Unlike coronavirus relief funding utilized in CARES Act grants, the state of Idaho is not the primary recipient of this funding and will not be reviewing expenses for eligibility, but rather act as a pass-through entity for distribution purposes only. If an entity is interested in receiving funding and has not previously registered to receive CARES Act funding, visit the ARPA portal at transparent.idaho.gov. I'm Debbie McAllister on 670 KBOI.
Around here, we've become pretty acquainted with Ammon Bundy, the rancher who captured national attention when he led an occupation of the federal land in Oregon and has announced his run for governor just recently over the weekend. Bundy officially enters the gubernatorial race as a Republican, even though he's not yet registered to vote here in the state of Idaho. Bundy was our guest on 670 KBOI and says he's been a Republican voter most of his adult life, but when he came home from prison after being wrongfully incarcerated, he wanted nothing to do with politics.
And then as I began to get a little closer and look a little closer, then I began to see, you know, problems in Idaho, especially in the Republican Party, and didn't want to affiliate with it. And so I've withheld from that, although I fully believe in the Republican platform.
Now, during Constitutional Week later on, he's planning a huge Get Registered to Vote party over in Emmett. Bundy told 670 KBOI he'll register to vote as a Republican at that time. I'm Rick Worthington, 670 KBOI.